Now at Verizon, they're locking in low prices for 3 years guaranteed on my plan. And you can get a single line for just $45 a month when you switch and bring your phone. That's their best price ever on unlimited welcome with autopay plus taxes and fees. Guaranteed for 3 years. Because at Verizon, they got you. Visit your local Verizon store today. $20 monthly promo credits applied over 36 months with a new line on unlimited welcome. In times of congestion, unlimited 5G and 4G LTE may be temporarily slower than other traffic. Domestic data roaming at 2G speeds. Price guarantee applies to then current base monthly rate. Additional terms and conditions apply.
On my podcast, Aspire with Emma Greed, we share the keys to succeed in business and in life. Listen to and follow Aspire with Emma Greed, an Odyssey podcast, wherever you get your podcasts.
Yeah, he's in the studio. His name is B. Scott. He is from Hiram Clark. He's, you know, got a new whip, got an extra year of life, feeling good, feeling great. How are you? And he has some thoughts, ladies and gentlemen.
And I don't want to bring the mood down.
Mm-hmm.
However.
Oh, Lord have mercy.
I cannot celebrate this idea that the Texans wanted to trade up 20 spots to go get Arians.
Let's talk about it.
For me, and you asked the question, I think, when y'all were talking about this earlier, Reggie, like, do you feel better about the player and the prospect knowing that they were this confident in him mm-hmm. to go trade up? My answer to that is no.
Oh, yeah.
And this is not even about him, okay? I want to make it clear. I think that I like him as a prospect, and I'm obviously rooting for him to be very good, okay, clearly. However, when it comes to the evaluation and the pursuit of him and the track record of those who were doing the pursuing, it almost makes me feel worse because of how bad of a job that they've done in evaluating offensive linemen. And look, I'm not saying that everybody should adopt this idea. This is just my feeling when I read it. I'm like, I'm not impressed by this. Mm-hmm. This actually kind of makes me even more nervous when I look at the more recent picks that they've made along the offensive line and how they haven't panned out and how they just done such a poor job of evaluating that position group as a whole. It's almost like the more fervor and the more energy toward an offensive lineman, the less confident that I am in the evaluation, just because I don't have as much confidence in the evaluators in that particular position. And for all the great things that the Texans have done, I feel great about them. But this is the one thing that makes me a little skittish.
And it should, right? Their track record speaks for itself.
I don't know not a little bit.
I think it's a commentary on Blake Fisher, too.
Yeah, I mean, it's on all of them, unfortunately.
Yeah.
And I hate to say it, but it's Blake Fisher. It's Juice Scruggs. Obviously, they've sent Kenyon Green mm-hmm. out the door.
Yeah.
But, like, the best job that they've done at drafting offensive linemen since they've been here, it seems like, is Jarrett Patterson, in which case you feel like maybe they even got lucky there.
Yeah.
You know, like, and I don't want to take credit away. Maybe they actually did a good job of evaluating mm-hmm. this particular offensive lineman. But that's somebody that you drafted late that has come in to really fill the holes in the spaces where it did not work out for you, where you invested more capital either in draft or in, let's say, you know, the person that you mm-hmm. signed.
I think for me, I'm not with you there when it comes to the fear, or like, fear isn't the right word. I don't want to mischaracterize how you feel about it, but yeah, just the general negative kind of feeling.
It's more mistrust.
Mistrust. Okay, fair. Yeah, Thank you. I appreciate you helping me out there. The mistrust that you have there when it comes to the possible evaluation of Ariante, I think that's probably fairly standard. What it does take me to, and I feel kind of weird putting this here, because I think you could usually give Nick Caseri a lot of credit for his movings and shakings in the draft. It makes me side-eye his, like, the machinations, right? Because we were talking about it in the break after that segment. Is it any chance that this was some of the ruminations that was happening before the trade down from one? And I was like, no, it can't be. Like, they were so concerned, focused about moving, you know, what they were doing at one. Mm-hmm. And I have to believe the way that they were moving would have been for an offensive lineman, right? You know, trying to trade up.
In the first round, right?
Yeah. So they trade back from 25 to 34. All right, that's cool. This reeks of a level of desperation to get that offensive lineman. This belies something that they would not agree to in any sense, which is the idea of drafting for some level of need, right? They're out here like, no, we do not draft for need, whatever. All of a sudden, y'all was trying to go up 20 spots for this guy, Ariante Ursary, but also not selecting him at 34 when you did have the opportunity there if you had any. Like, it just raises questions on top of the fact of, what you ultimately got moving up that 10 spots from 58 to 48, you gave up pick 99, right? That was the deal that you ultimately made with the Raiders. The deal that was on the table to try and move up to 38, those 20 spots that we've talked about, was 79 and a third round pick next year. Mm-hmm. And it just, like, it also calls into question for me, what is the value proposition of what we're doing here with how you move and shake? And again, if you were willing to do all of that to move up to 38, then why wouldn't you feel comfortable taking mid 34? All these things raise questions. And I understand that there's probably some answers to it. I don't want to make it seem like there's no answers available. I just have questions.
So the best part about that is how you ended that with, why not take him at 34? I think that's the fairest point. So if you were willing to go that far out, why mm-hmm. not take him at 34? I do think that there is an element of trying to get greedy here, maybe where they saw him at. So they're like, hey, maybe we don't need to take him at 34. And I can excuse that. And I can even.
But then you really need to take him at 38 then?
Yeah. Yeah. All fair. But I will say, this is one of the things that I kind of do like about Nick Caserio mm-hmm. and this regime and how they operate is that they look at these value propositions and the draft board and all that, and they understand it. Don't make any mistake about it. They understand how it all works. Mm-hmm. And sometimes they'll just kind of buff it and say, hey, we really want a player. We really have conviction about going in a particular direction, and they are not bound to the rules, so to speak, or to the conventional wisdom. And I can appreciate that because that's them putting their chest out there. And look, even if you're going to be wrong, I can appreciate having conviction. But then it still goes back to the original point. I like the conviction. I like how they move. I just don't necessarily trust them based on the results that they've given so far. Now, I hope that this bucks that trend, right? I hope Ariante Ursary completely just shatters this whole notion that I'm presenting. Mm-hmm. But that's how I felt reading it and consuming it in real time. It's like, y'all ain't did this right for the last few years or so.
No,
and
that's
the last
fair.
Few rounds of it.
To Reggie's point, I think it's as simple as they didn't think there was any way in hell that Jaden Higgins would last.
Yeah.
They thought there might be a chance that, that Ursary could last. And then they got happy feet. Then they got greedy, to your point. And so they wanted to get them both. Hey, how about C.J. Stroud and Will Anderson?
I think that's exactly it.
You know what I mean?
Now at Verizon, they're locking in low prices for 3 years guaranteed on my plan. And you can get a single line for just $45 a month when you switch and bring your phone. That's their best price ever on unlimited welcome with auto pay plus taxes and fees. Guaranteed for 3 years. Because at Verizon, they got you. Visit your local Verizon store today. $20 monthly promo credits applied over 36 months with a new line on unlimited welcome. In times of congestion, unlimited 5G and 4G LTE may be temporarily slower than other traffic. Domestic data roaming at 2G speeds. Price guarantee applies to then current base monthly rate. Additional terms and conditions apply.
On my podcast, Aspire with Emma Greed, we share the keys to succeed in business and in life. Listen to and follow Aspire with Emma Greed and Odyssey podcast wherever you get your podcasts.
No, and I ultimately, this is the funny thing, is while this raises questions for me on, okay, what is the decision-making matrix? I kind of love the way that it ended up falling out. So I do need to give them credit for ultimately getting to a place where this worked out. But
That's actually a good point, Rick. This was a dub.
I do want to make this clear.
I came here with the negative energy, but we should. I think you did a good job of that. This is a net W.
100%. Yeah. I think so. I think maybe this is why you don't ultimately see how the sausage is made, right? Because when you see how the sausage is made, you go, wait, the sanitary standards back here is a lot less than what I thought. I thought this was a lot more machine-like. There's a little bit more wiggle to this sausage-making process than I anticipated. Maybe that's what this ultimately is, and maybe that's the way that we ultimately deal with this or look at this in hindsight, if we look back at this in hindsight at all. But in the moment, I'm just like, okay.
Yeah.
Now, I also want to get to Lopez's point about the different feel or change in expectation. Mm-hmm. I don't know if I got necessarily, maybe my change in expectation is more so not, hey, you got to be good or you're going to be good, but it is more of a, I think this guy's going to play more sooner rather than later.
Yeah.
Right. That is where the expectation changes for me with the guy.
I can't get over the fact that they were willing to move up more than half a draft.
Yeah. And then I go to,
Half a round?
Half a round.
Half
a round.
But I got you. Half a round. And then I can't help but keep going back to this idea of he's just going to be a tackle. He's not going to play guard. They've spent money at tackle. They have options on the right side. He doesn't play on the right side. He is a mammoth of a man.
The pick dude.
So I just, I don't know. I know they've said, and maybe it's to kind of, keep down the expectation of, hey, we don't want y'all thinking this guy's going to be a guard and we don't even know if he can do it yet.
Right. Yeah.
But knowing this now makes me think, okay, well, I don't see room for him to play at tackle unless what they got there just completely ain't going to work out or somebody gets hurt. Could he still be somebody that they slide inside? I know they said they that they won't, but now.
Hey, we can start to find out tomorrow.
And we know how they move, right? They move tackles inside. We've seen it before. Mm-hmm. So
Can I counter you with something that is maybe equally or maybe even more absurd?
Yeah.
Are we so locked in on the idea that they have Cam Robinson anchored at left tackle?
I think so.
No, I think that's a possibility.
Is there a possibility? Because, and again, absurd. We're just spitballing right now. Is there a possibility that Ariante Urshery starts at left tackle? You move Cam Robinson, experienced player, but over to the right side. And I know Nick Caserio in this organization has talked about how moving dudes around is all willy-nilly. Like, it's not something that, you know, you should take lightly. However, they have had a willingness to do it when they need to. And what that would do, especially for a Titus Howard that has played left tackle, or left guard rather, and not really having a right guard that you feel like is either really good experience or whatever, mm-hmm. or if you maybe end up with somebody who is in there who is less experienced, it allows to Urshery play next to a Howard who is an experienced guy. Maybe it gives you a little wiggle room to play. One have, you know, maybe a Robinson on the right side with somebody who has a little bit less experience possibly at right guard. Like, if that is something that is, if we're getting wild with it, is there any way that could happen?
They got a lot of different possibilities on the mm-hmm. offensive line, but every path that we go down with this, every idea feels like a separate commentary on someone else. Because if that happens, then what does that say about so-and-so? And I'm mm-hmm. not trying to call guys out, but like in Reggie's example mm-hmm. here, okay, so now what does this say about Blake Fisher? Okay, so like, I mean, he's your swing tackle. Mm-hmm. You've also signed, Trent, like you, so it, like, so what does that say about how they feel about the other players that are now being displaced based off of this draft pick? And then the fact that it happened, you know, at a position, not at the position that we were expecting them to address. It's at tackle, like the musical chairs is happening at tackle. And then we all still looking at guard like, so what's happening here?
See, and I think
it's Titus Howard and Ed Ingram.
Yeah.
Lakin Tomlinson.
Lakin Tomlinson. I mean,
if I was forced to power rank him, I'd put Lakin Tomlinson over Ed Ingram.
But I think all this is a product.
But it's played more right.
Like what Reggie's saying, the possibility, the absurd thing is, as he's talking about it, is all a product of the clarity now, just how much they liked him. The fact that they moved up 10 and could have moved up 20 says a lot about what they think of him, and that I think everything's on the table.
Yeah. Or maybe how little they care about like the actual draft capital or the way that we view draft capital. Mm-hmm. Maybe that's it. I don't know.
And what does them liking an offensive lineman even mean?
How it all started with this, if
his name's not Laremy Tunsil, an obvious, what is them liking an offensive lineman? What is the significance of that? What is that good? Is that a good thing for mm-hmm. the Texans?
And Derwin chimes in here on the YouTube. Hopefully it means that the best guy will be at each position. Things like Dare, the automatic third down back. Who is the best? That's all I care about. I think who is the best is one thing to care about. The secondary question after that is how do they compare with what standard is or what expectation is at that position across the league? Because again, you're not competing against yourself. You are in some ways. Last year, you've got to be better than last year, but you're also competing with, you know, the 31 other teams mm-hmm. in the league and how you're able to deploy this offensive line. So a lot of interesting things that we will take another step towards finding some answer to tomorrow as OTA start for your Houston Texans, including we'll get some conversation. We'll hear from D'Amico Ryan's select players tomorrow. And, of course, you'll get that audio as soon as we can get it to you right here on Sports Radio 610. B. Scott's thoughts. You love to hear it, man. You really do. Sticking around for one more segment, as he always does, in which we've talked about what's popping, including I would like to talk about a little bit of movings and shakings with U of H, but also we either talk college football or we talk a little NBA basketball. One thing, we will talk. We'll do that next.
Now at Verizon, they're locking in low prices for 3 years guaranteed on my plan. And you can get a single line for just $45 a month when you switch and bring your phone. That's their best price ever on unlimited welcome with auto pay plus taxes and fees. Guaranteed for 3 years. Because at Verizon, they got you. Visit your local Verizon store today. $20 monthly promo credits applied over 36 months with a new line on unlimited welcome. In times of congestion, unlimited 5G and 4G LTE may be temporarily slower than other traffic. Domestic data roaming at 2G speeds. Price guarantee applies to then current base monthly rate. Additional terms and conditions apply.
On my podcast, Aspire with Emma Greed, we share the keys to succeed in business and in life. Listen to and follow Aspire with Emma Greed and Odyssey Podcast wherever you get your podcasts.